It has been very evident to me that when it comes to dating, women are used to taking the back seat and letting a man lead the way in how you communicate and being courted, all of those things. And I always talk about how I expect that mutual effort. And I met somebody and we were talking about that. And they were giving me their honest, blunt feedback on the way I go handle things. So it was interesting. They were holding back a bit. And I was like, no, let her rip. By all means. I'm all about taking self-criticism and taking any feedback because I think it's important for you to grow. I really do. And you can't get offended if somebody has a problem with the way you go about doing things. So this person went on to say that the problem is that it seems that you, when it comes to communication, when it comes to doing things, that if I happen to be busy, if I happen to have things going on and I don't respond to you in a timely manner, you will wait just as long to respond back. Okay, carry on. And it's kind of narcissistic. And I'll say, well, explain narcissistic, because in my definition of narcissistic is somebody that's into themselves, all about looks, extreme, to the point where it's very annoying to the people around them. It's one thing to want to look good. We all want to look good. We all have a level of vanity. But narcissistic is somebody that, in my opinion, that is just with the mirror all the time in front of them. It's all about them. And I don't feel I'm that way. But she went on to say that I gave that impression that I'm very narcissistic, that I'm very petty. And I was like, well, in some ways, as far as being petty, absolutely. And I explained it to her that what happens a lot of times in a relationship or in the courting process is that the guy has to do all the work. He has to do all the legwork. And I tell her, look, when it comes to meeting somebody, you're my equal. I'm not above you. You're not above me. We're equal. So I'm expecting there to be some sort of mutual communication, some sort of mutual connection, some sort of mutual understanding with one another as far as making for effort. So if, for example, when I meet somebody new, it shouldn't be left up to one person to go ahead and communicate all the time and to ask the questions and to be the person leading the charge. I believe if two people are mutually interested in one another, doesn't logic say that people should mutually make the effort, ask questions to one another, try to get to know one another? It seems so simple, but yet it's not something that seems to be common practice. So that was something that I was, and it was cool to see her reaction because the light bulb went off. It's like, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense to me. I'm like, yeah, it makes sense because it's not, I'm not asking somebody to do everything and then I sit back and do nothing. No, I'm not like that. But I want you, if you want me to talk and you want me to be open and you want me to express my feelings and thoughts and just speak to you about myself, then I expect you to do the same. I expect you to want to divulge information as well. And when you're putting the onus on me to be the one chasing you, to be the one communicating and trying to break you and making it about a game and hunting and getting my prey. No, I don't believe in that whatsoever because I don't think that has any legs to stand on long term. What do you think? You think 5 years, 10 years, he's still going to be courting you? He's still going to be doing that? How stupid can you be? All that stuff wears off. But you try telling that to a woman, right? I mean, it's like they don't want to believe that at all. It's like a kid when you tell them Santa Claus ain't real. I mean, they just don't want to hear it. Okay, you don't want to hear it, that's fine. But so nevertheless, I got in that conversation because, you know, I've talked about mutual effort before, and it was something that for her, it came across as you being childish, you being petty. I'm like, damn right. Because if you take a day to respond back or half a day to respond back, your life can be busier than mine. I'm sorry. It's just as busy. But if you can't respond to a text, and again, these text messages are not something where they're writing you a Pelican brief. It's more of, hey, how you doing? How's your day? You know, just very simple small talk. Okay. That's what it is. That's what it is. But I'm telling her that I just mirror someone's effort. So if you're a person that is not trying to communicate or keep it simple or put it on me, I'm like, no, I'm going to put it on you. if you're a person that's very open and very deep and you're trying to talk about yourself, and all right, I'm in. I'm in too. Whatever flow you give me, I'm going to follow. Like downstream. I'm going to follow whatever flow the river takes me. I'm not going to fight against it. I'm not going to try to conquer it. And that was something that I feel with her and with many people, they're so used to the guys courting them. And she didn't disagree with the notion of girls having options because she was very flabbergasted. And I think a lot of women are. They just think I have like a fuck buddy on call. And I always explain it to them. It's very hard to get a girl to just fuck. To me anyway, it is. It really is. Like, it's very challenging to have somebody that's a fuck buddy just gets it with no strings attached. Very hard thing. The only way that happens, in my opinion, is that if you have money, if they're in a relationship, and or you're lying your ass off about it, about whatever it is. Girls don't function that way. You know, they just can't be fucking somebody just to fuck. In my opinion, anyway, unless they got over a breakup, a really bad breakup, then they go through their wild period. But it was very interesting to talk to her about that. The mutual effort, how it comes across from her and seeing me and seeing how I handle it. And I have no problem with it. It's the way it's going to be going forward because, you know, and I was trying to tell her that that's the way it is out there, that people want you to do things, communicate how they want to communicate. You know, like there's people out there that message right away and they'll, within less than 10 messages, they're like, let's meet up for coffee. Then there's other people that want to get on the horn and talk. And I was telling her that there's people out there that are comfortable in one of three ways. They're usually comfortable talking through the phone, meeting in person, or texting. Meaning that's the way a girl decides how you want to communicate or how they want to communicate with you to get to know you. To make sure that you're not a creep, to make sure that you're not lying, whatever it is. And I tell her, I'm comfortable in all three facets. I'm comfortable talking over the phone. I'm comfortable in person. I'm comfortable via texting because I can write. So for somebody, let's say in her case, like her, and I've ran into many other girls like this, that text messaging is not their thing. They just like talking in person. They don't have anything to talk about via text. They don't know how to put their thoughts and feelings out there. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I do feel that whenever you run into a difference in how you communicate, in my opinion, that's a red flag for long term. Because if you're not able to communicate openly in the beginning, what makes you think you're going to open the floodgates later on? I've learned that you are who you are. And so when I see something like that, I already know what I'm getting. This is not going to change. This person is trained to think this way, wherever it's on the phone or in person. Like, let's just say somebody that wants to be on the phone all the time. I'm not going to do that all the time. You know, I have to have somebody that likes to text message and likes to meet up, either or. Those are the two. Like, we text all the time. We could talk here and there a little bit, right? But it's got to be the text messaging and meet you in person. That's it. Because I'm not going to be on that horn all day. There's some people that have to talk every day. And I'm not saying that you can't, right? You can talk to somebody every day. And you can grow into that. I'm saying that in the beginning. And that's what I was trying to tell her. That my ways of wanting somebody to match my effort and to do the things that I'm doing is because in the beginning, it's later on, once you're established with somebody, then yeah, you can go ahead and create understand that a person's not going to message you right away or there's certain things going on. But in the beginning, when you're trying to make that impression of your interest in somebody, don't you think that you ought to make whatever effort shows that you're interested? But again, when it comes down to the genders, the women are just used to being courted and sitting back on their throne and having all these men fight for them. Okay. And I told her that that's not a problem with me. That's not a problem. Go for it. But that's not something I'm going to go ahead and sign up for. And obviously a lot of guys do. And I have no problem with it. I mean, I had another lady just reaching out. We just wanted to meet right away. I'm like, oh, I hear you. But and you know, this is where a lot of guys will be like, okay, sure, no problem. Where do you want to meet? What time? Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, I only can meet during the weekend. I'm a single dad, and I like staying in the area during the week. I don't like traveling, especially after 5. I don't like traveling in that traffic. No way. For a cup of coffee? Not doing that. Especially in the 5 o'clock. What am I going to do with a cup of coffee? Go ahead and stay up to 2 a.m.? You know, I don't drink coffee, but I'm just saying. It's like, you know, I'm staying trying to meet and greet, but because she's just trying to feel the energy. I mean, I get that. So I'm saying to myself, okay, you want to go ahead and meet? I'm like, no. This is what I'm going to do. I'll meet you on a weekend that I'm not with my daughter. I'm a single parent. I have joint custody. So that's that. And I told her, you know what? In addition to that, I like to text message a little bit more and feel it out because I don't want to waste my time meeting you in person knowing that your expectations of dating are different than mine. I don't like to assume anything. And we'll see how that goes. But that, you see where I'm going with this is like I dictate terms as well because I'm not going to roll over and let anybody have it their way. And again, it comes across as being selfish or arrogant, but it goes back to the whole premise of, aren't we mutually supposed to want to get to know one another? Isn't that the whole point? So why are you putting it all on me to go ahead and chase you and court you? And I understand the why, but I would think that if you want a genuine connection with somebody, you would want to make the mutual effort. It shouldn't be about you going ahead and sitting back and letting somebody work. I mean, other guys love it, but not me. And I always go back to this. I'm in a great place. So there's no desire for me, no type of urge or type of void that I feel. We're not having somebody here. Life is great. I was telling about that to my buddy, man. I was telling him, you know, I'm just like, I'm happy with what I have. I even offered to take a pay cut from my job because I'm good. I'm really in a good place. He's like, man, come on, man. You got to make money. I'm like, I hear you, but I'm good. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just in a good place. I really am. And I can't describe it to anybody, but I'm living it. And I think that, and I was explaining that to that one of the girls I was talking to yesterday, was that when you're in a good place like me, and she understood that. She basically took the words out of my mouth and said that you built such a good life for yourself that you're being very selective about you let in, who you let in, because if the right person isn't there, it's going to screw everything up for you. And I'm like, you know, I gave her a fist bump. I'm like, yeah, right on. You get it. Again, it goes back to like-minded, right? And, you know, people understand that concept of, you know, you got to be very selective about who you let in and you're not in a rush and you totally get it. So that's kind of where I stand with everything. So and I know people may seem it's hard to understand, but I'm happy in a great place. I can't stress that enough. And to just let anybody in, we were talking about that too, man, just the horror stories of people that go through their experiences in dating and then they indoctrinate them into with their kids. And then, you know, right away, she was telling me a story about somebody she knew about moved in with a guy she just met a month. And it was like the fourth one in X amount of years. I'm like, wow. Can you imagine that for the kids? They get attached to the boyfriend and it doesn't work out. Boom, next, boom, next. That's got to be traumatic. And I told her, you know, I've been on my own for a bit, and my daughter has not met one person that I've dated, that I've said, this is my girlfriend, this is one. I don't do that because I've seen it too many times, and I'm sure other people have, where you go ahead and date somebody, and all of a sudden things break up, and all of a sudden you're not just breaking up with them, it's the child breaking up with them as well. And that just creates a trauma that I don't want my daughter to experience. I want her to know it's all about her. And if anybody's in my life officially, then they get to see her. But it's going to be a while. And those things take time. And unfortunately, in the dating world, with the women having the plethora of options, being patient is not something they're trying to practice.